Therefore, if we're not supposed to live for ourselves, don't worry, he says. Don't be frightened when danger and death confronts you. He also presents an undeniable argument that proves that this is our duty. For if we, who were once dead, now live through him, we should live for him through whom we live. While what is said may seem to be one thing, if anyone examines it closely, it is actually two. One, that we live through him, and another, that he died for us. Each of these alone is enough to make us indebted, but when both are combined, consider how great the debt is. Actually, there are three things here, for he also raised up the first fruits on your behalf and led them to heaven. So he adds, who for our sake died and rose again.